Listening Library presents Then Again, Maybe I Won't by Judy Blume. Read for you by Justin Long. Who says March is supposed to come in like a lion and go out like a lamb? That's a lot of bull. All it's done this March is rain. I'm sick of it.
Hey, Tony!
Mrs. Gorski yelled from her upstairs window. I pretended not to hear her. I took a Jersey Journal out of my sack and tossed it onto her front porch. Pow, pow, pow! I got you, Mrs. Gorski. Now you can't scream if I don't put your paper under your doormat. This time she banged on the top of her window while she yelled,
Tony Miglione! I know you can hear me!
And sure I can, so can the whole neighborhood.
Don't you forget to put my paper under my doormat.
I didn't say anything.
Tony!
Then I turned around and looked up at the window. Who, me?
Yes, you!
But it's pouring, Mrs. Gorski, I called.
So? You won't melt?
Maybe I will. Then you'll be in big trouble because my family will come looking for me, and you'll have to tell them how I melted down to nothing right on your front porch. I walked away from Mrs. Gorski's house. She was still banging on her window. Well, let her. I didn't feel like climbing her porch steps. What's the worst thing she can do to me? Call my boss, that's what. So? He'll understand. There's no rule that says I've got to put the paper under her doormat. As long as it doesn't land in the bushes, I'm allowed to throw it from the sidewalk. If this rain ever stops, I'll go back to doing it her way. Then she'll be satisfied. I don't know what I'll do about my paper route next year when I go to junior high. I don't want to give it up, but Jefferson Junior has an after-school basketball league, and I want to play in it. Basketball is my favorite sport. I just wish I was taller.